Saving his sister's life. You are going to listen to a text about how parents saved their daughter. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
What would you do in order to save the life of a close relative? Most people would go out of their way if there was the slightest chance to help. For a number of years, reproduction scientists have created Save Your Siblings, a procedure which includes producing a great number of embryos, choosing the best match, and discarding the rest. This allows parents and doctors to select healthy embryos with specific qualities in order to cure another family member. The first test tube baby of this kind was little Adam Nash from Colorado, who was born in 2000 through in vitro fertilization. His sister Molly had been suffering from a blood disorder, and doctors believed that she would die within a year. Their only hope was to carry out a bone marrow transplant from a brother or a sister with the same genetic features as Molly, but without the gene that caused Molly's illness. After several attempts and a thorough screening process, one embryo was chosen that matched his sister's genes in exactly the way the doctors had wanted. When Adam was born, his stem cells were used to save his sister's life. We're not trying to force our decision on everyone, but we wanted others to know that genetic testing is available, said Lisa Nash, the children's mother. What seems as an ideal way to cure genetic disorders has raised a lot of ethical and moral questions, which are extremely difficult to answer. One scientist voiced her concern, saying that she was most worried about the second child, as he was not seen as a child in his own right, but rather as part of a strategy to save his sister, as a means to an end. Others said that the whole process reminded them of people selecting and finally buying a car. This criticism may be the reason why only a few states allow this technique, whereas others have not even started a decision process. The key question will be, where will it all end? And what is right? However, for the Nash family, this was certainly the right decision. When Aldous Huxley, a British novelist, wrote a novel about a future world where babies would be designed and mass-produced, people thought this was only a futuristic idea. Today, we know that these things are possible and are being practiced, at least in the United States and some other countries. What would you do in order to save the life of a close relative? Most people would go out of their way if there was the slightest chance to help. For a number of years, reproduction scientists have created Save Your Siblings, a procedure which includes producing a great number of embryos, choosing the best match, and discarding the rest. This allows parents and doctors to select healthy embryos with specific qualities in order to cure another family member. The first test tube baby of this kind was little Adam Nash from Colorado, who was born in 2000 through in vitro fertilization. His sister Molly had been suffering from a blood disorder, and doctors believed that she would die within a year. Their only hope was to carry out a bone marrow transplant from a brother or a sister with the same genetic features as Molly, but without the gene that caused Molly's illness. After several attempts and a thorough screening process, one embryo was chosen that matched his sister's genes in exactly the way the doctors had wanted. When Adam was born, his stem cells were used to save his sister's life. We're not trying to force our decision on everyone, but we wanted others to know that genetic testing is available, said Lisa Nash, the children's mother. What seems as an ideal way to cure genetic disorders has raised a lot of ethical and moral questions, which are extremely difficult to answer. One scientist voiced her concern, saying that she was most worried about the second child, as he was not seen as a child in his own right, but rather as part of a strategy to save his sister, as a means to an end. Others said that the whole process reminded them of people selecting and finally buying a car. This criticism may be the reason why only a few states allow this technique, whereas others have not even started a decision process. The key question will be, where will it all end? And what is right? However, for the Nash family, this was certainly the right decision. When Aldous Huxley, a British novelist, wrote a novel about a future world where babies would be designed and mass-produced, people thought this was only a futuristic idea. Today, we know that these things are possible and are being practiced, at least in the United States and some other countries.